Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Tu déconnes, on va pas se faire encore un plan gros, ça comme, ça comme, ça comme. De quel plan tu causes, tu oses, c'est toi qui a commencé. J'abandonne, t'es vraiment plus bonne, à pas grand chose, tu déconnes.
To the dress, no spins, just press. Preferably full courtship. Must kick contortion. I'm not very sharp, but I'll tell importance if you're down for a lark. Oh, you know me, oh, you know about shark. It's a reference, less party of the shark. Tank, green to the scene, hardly even started. Hip hop hipsters, dearly departed. Cover the phrase and keep it in your locket. We're all on the floor, regretting the week. But no shame on top or beneath the sheets. New funeral, yes, send me a wreath. With a bullet-ridden bedpost. Nose to the grindstone, digging till your mind's blown, throwing abuse. The girls got loose on fructose juice. At the hop out like Halo, takes off like Salo. At the time I was speaking, track 9 of this album. Club goes powder the nose, no talcum. I still rock the arrows like the rub. Where's the kid still sneaking to the club? The youth crew's back. 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 The youth crew's back.
Of making him a gay.
No.
Tell me a story, Mom.
What story?
About Rolly.
One time you got a boy, played Barbies, and he started to sing, and he had a beautiful song, la 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 la. And his mom came over and said, Rolly, we have to go home now.
Why, Mommy?
Because you're not supposed to play with Barbies, and Sherry don't ever play with Rolly again. He's a boy, not a girl. Bye.
Yeah, that's right. Don't play with Barbies. So, that was Cadence Weapon from the new Cadence Weapon. I'm just going to turn off the cue there. From the new Cadence Weapon album, The After Party Babies. The song was The Youth Crew's back. That's what we're going to go with. Before that, we heard Yele with her song A Cause des Garçons. And then a remix of the song done by someone online. I don't know who it was, but it's kind of a cool remix. And both of those go out to old Ian McHugh in Lethbridge, Alberta. Consistent, very consistent Dunkin' Donut listener. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. If you happen to be on campus, come by the station. There's a box of donuts in the CITR lounge. They were selling donuts out front, so I bought some for the station. Come on by. Say hello. You know, you make a request in person. Why not? If you'd rather make a request over the phone, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487. That's UBCCITR. Yeah, the thing I meant to mention about Cadence Weapon is he's performing an early show on Friday, tomorrow, at Richards. And if that song was any indication, I think his new album is going to be hot. You know, what are you doing between 7 and 10? Probably not much. So why don't you stop by, then, you know, make the most of your night. Okay, coming up, we have three improbable tracks. First up is a band called The Cedars. They were a Lebanese garage rock psych band from the 60s. And they're on a new compilation of Arab garage rock from the 60s and 70s called Waking Up Sherazad. We're going to hear the song Thanks a Lot by The Cedars. It's pretty great. You can kind of hear a slightly Eastern influence in the garage rock song. I mean, it's clearly garage, but yeah, you'll hear what I mean. After that, we have the band Vampire Weekend. My friend Holland alerted me to these guys. They're pretty great. She put them on a mixtape. I couldn't find that mixtape this morning, so instead I'm playing instead of that song Oxford Comma or something, I'm playing a song called Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa. They're improbable because they're playing Upper West Side Soweto. That's kind of the genre that they declare themselves. Pretty much it sounds kind of like Paul Simon's Graceland. So it's great. It's them. It's a bunch of white guys from the Upper West Side of Manhattan playing African music, which is it's really fantastic. And that song goes out to Sasha Frere Jones, New Yorker magazine pop music critic, blockhead that he is. After that, the third improbable track we're going to hear is an R. Kelly cover by Will Oldham. Will Oldham was in Trapped in the Closet, the ongoing hip opera of R. Kelly's. He played a cop. So I guess now, you know, that relationship has flourished into a full cover by Will Oldham of the song World's Greatest from 2001. So three improbable tracks. I hope you like them. This is CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm slightly under the weather. I might be coughing a lot. Bear with me. I'm sorry, I'm not my usual sunny self. Here we go.
mother on a sandy lawn. As a sophomore with reggaeton and the linens you're sitting on.
That's right. This is not the Thunderdome, folks. This is real roller derby action. Check it out.
Need your monthly fix of girls hitting each other on skates? Well, it's your lucky day. We practice once a month, and we want you to come and watch. You like to watch, don't you? The Terminal City Roller Girls Monthly Scrimmage, Sunday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the UBC Osborne Center, 6108 Thunderbird Boulevard, Unit 2. Bring a warm jacket. Despite the hot roller derby action, it can get pretty cold in there. And don't forget, we want to have more places to hold events in Vancouver, so we're still saving up for that darn sport court floor. We'll pass the hat at intermission, so any kind donations would be much appreciated. The Terminal City Roller Girls Monthly Scrimmage, Sunday, December 2nd, 2007, at the UBC Osborne Center.
Say, That's too bad.
So to that caller that just called, that was Vampire Weekend that we heard a little while ago. If you Google them, you can find them. They like that. We have a special guest right now. Well, first of all, that was an R. Kelly cover by Bonnie Prince Billy. And before that, we heard, like I said, Vampire Weekend. And before that, The Cedars from Lebanon in 1960.
The Luke. Cedars.
The Cedars, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they were great.
That is very great.
Yeah. I hear you you've brought some laughs for us.
For some reason, Reader's Digest mails us Reader's Digest. And I thought I'd share some great jokes with you. Did you hear about the student who flunked his medical school?
No.
His handwriting was legible. How many elves does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
10. 1 to change the bulb and 9 to give him a boost. What? Yes.
One more. Let's end on a high note.
Well, times have officially changed since I was a kid. I was at the mall with my daughter when we saw a man with a patch over his eye. My daughter said to me, "What is he trying to quit?"
Oh, patch, like a smoking patch?
Yeah. That's... Wow.
Wow. Contemporary. Topical. Nice. Way to go, Reader's Digest.
That's the name of your show now. Contemporary. Topical.
Nice.
Who's up next?
So we're going to just do some concert listings.
Ooh.
But first of all, so the first concert I want to announce is the big show next Tuesday.
Shindig Finals.
Yeah, so what's your take on how Shindig's gone so far this
year? I think it's been an absolute success this year, and I'm really happy to say that we've had a few upsets, which is always makes for an interesting competition. The Tuesday night show are three pretty much diametrically opposite acts, if you ask me.
Yeah, I haven't seen the SSRIs, but from what I hear, they're totally different.
All three bands are really good, and all three bands, coincidentally enough, other than Live, but I'd never heard of any of them, you know,
right.
Which is kind of cool. When you got bands that actually don't even have a real demo out and stuff like that. And that's what Shindig's all about, is we actually help these bands go ahead and record and stuff like that. So, you know, I hope so. Please come out on Tuesday. Last chance to get on stage and tell a bad joke and stuff.
So there's jokes for beer.
Don't tell anything out of Reader's Digest. But, yeah.
And there have been some golden jokes. Not so much last week, but the week
last
before.
Last week was pretty good.
Well, this past Tuesday?
Yeah, like Barry's was really good.
What was Barry's?
What do you call a miniature butt trumpet?
I don't know.
A cornet. And he made that up on the spot, too,
wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
That is, wow.
Yeah.
Putting his money where his mouth
but,
is.
Or yeah, but yeah, all listeners, if you're not doing anything Tuesday, or even if you are, come by the Railway Club and support local music and see some undiscovered talent get discovered, if you will.
Yeah. So last Tuesday, Fanshawe was, I mean, she she totally deserves it, but it was a little bit of an upset.
It was
the
because
Greenbelt
the Greenbelt were heavily favored.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I mean, you got two people on stage, namely Fanshawe versus 18 people on stage, which is the Greenbelt Collective. I mean, it's like it definitely. The one thing I'm amazed about Fanshawe, though, it's twice in a row now. I've never seen a singer-songwriter actually shut up a room. Like, people actually stop talking and listen to her, and that's a real good stage presence a command of her music and stuff, which is always really good.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to hear some Fanshawe in a bit, just from her MySpace page, because she doesn't have a formal release yet. But I am going to play some Greenbelt Collective as well, because I picked up their album.
Where'd you
when
get
I
that?
Was at the show. Oh. I bought it. That's why I had to borrow $5. Anyways. And then after that, we're going to hear some OK Vancouver OK, which is Jeff, the guy who is OK Vancouver OK, is in the Greenbelt Collective.
Well, so. Speaking of shows, they're playing with
Chris your
Horrific.
Birthday party.
You know, are they playing? They're playing at the 15th too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So let's we'll go through some of the other shows that are going on. The Clips are at the Bourbon tonight. Caden's Weapon, like I mentioned before, is at Richards tomorrow,
featuring CITR's own Tyler Fedchuk. Open.
Oh, he's DJing.
Yeah, you bet.
Oh, nice, nice. And then Half Alive after that, I guess.
Yeah,
they do their Half Alive night. Cool. No Gold is with Colorbook Basketball and International Falls at Pets. Pats. I can't believe
Pets.
I messed that up. What?
Pets Pub.
Quilt de Cargo is playing with Petroleum Byproducts.
Petro.
Yeah. And Stolen Bicycles Gangs at Library Square. Less Heavy Fav.
Yeah.
December 1st.
That's so much fun.
Tori Amos at the Orpheum on the 3rd. Shout Out are at Richards on the 7th. Patrick Watson is playing with Plants and Animals at St. James Hall. That's an all-ages show. That's on the 7th. Don Caballero is playing at Richards on the 8th. Sharon Jones is at the Commodore on the 9th.
Sold out.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Dang. Shonen Knife on the 13th at Richards on Richards. Glass Candy playing with Twin Crystals at Richards. Data Rock at the Biltmore.
And that is the official opening.
The official opening of the Biltmore, which is really exciting.
It's
nice to have a venue in that neighborhood.
It's
going to
be a killer room. Check it out.
And then on the 15th, sort of your birthday party with Ben.
Ben Lai. It's more Ben Lai's thing, but we share the same birthday, and Ben's throwing kind of a bash at the Ukrainian Hall.
Yeah,
In Strathcona, featuring Japan Droids, I guess OK Vancouver OK. And who else is on
that bill? They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Are kind of
it's
their
one of their
headliners.
Yeah, and it's one of their posthumous shows, though. Or they're
posthumous?
I don't know. Have they broken up?
I think this is their last show in a long time. In a while. They're going on indefinite hiatus.
Oh, okay.
From what I've been made to understand. They're also on that bill. Oh, where is it? Japan Droids, Mohawk Launch. Greenbelt Collective. That's going to be a hot night.
Yeah, that is a lot of people.
That night as well, Mint is doing their Christmas party at the railway.
First
get there
two?
Early. Yeah, the 14th and the 15th. And last show before Christmas that I'm going to mention, the Mutators are playing with Shearing Pinks and Twin Crystals at Pub 340 on the 20th. So that should be a nice way to rock in the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thanks for coming by, Luke.
Hey, I have to share the humor.
Someone's got to.
Yes.
I'm still kind of sick, and, you know, laughter
is the best medicine.
The best medicine. Okay, I'll shut up now. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Here is Fanshawe.
Reading my heart while I'm talk about songs about love.
That's all right. Hey, welcome back. That was OK Vancouver OK. Before that, Greenbelt Collective. Before that, Fanshawe.
Who was?
Headed to the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fanshawe. Yeah, great. Victoria stopped by too now. We're having lots of guests today. It's lovely.
I just felt like saying hi to Duncan. It looks great today. So.
And I've coerced you into coming on air.
He brought donuts.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I mentioned it before, but no one stopped by to pick up a donut. it's sometimes lonely hosting a show by myself, so it's nice to have people stop by. Yeah. How are you? You're doing okay?
I'm doing well, yeah. Last day of classes for school.
Wicked.
Yeah, so awesome. I just finished my last presentation. Not going to my class next, so I'm done. Pretty much.
How are your? What's your exam schedule looking like?
One in the 5th. One in the 6th, and then I'm done.
on the 6th?
I know.
That's
pretty
golden.
It's crazy, though, because I just have, you know, projects and other stuff, and you're done. It's just a big pile of stuff. And
yeah.
So just power through.
Are you going to go to see Cadence Weapon tomorrow?
I can't, just because... Mm. Well, I saw him open up for De La Soul, like, what was that, last year?
Yeah.
At the Pit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so...
Amazing.
Huh. Yeah, he's... Yeah, I really like him, actually. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And no, I can't, though.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Is he opening for... Is it for Half Alive?
Well, he's... he's just playing a show before, and then Half Alive is after, so...
Because it's, like, Tyler Fed... It was, like, featuring Tyler Fed Shop.
Yeah, I think he's DJing before. Okay. Radio Zero, if for those of you who don't know, is Tyler's show on CITR tomorrow afternoon. Any shows you're going to anytime soon?
Not that I know of, actually. Yeah. I just have been thinking about school.
Fair enough.
I went through a concert binge, I think, in October.
Yeah. And now your wallet's still recovering?
Pretty much.
Cool. All right, so we've just got about 10 minutes left. We're going to hear a new song by Jeffrey Lewis. He's a sort of... Are you a fan of the Moldy Peaches at all?
I don't know who the Moldy Peaches are.
So they were this kind of like anti-folk band in New York City in the 90s and early aughts or whatever, the early 2000s. And he was a friend of theirs, Jeffrey Lewis. And so he has an entire album of cover songs of the band Crass, this punk band from the 70s. So we're just going to hear one of that.
Cool.
Why not? Okay.
It looks like Chris's album from here.
It's a beautiful album. There's lots of... He's also a cartoonist, so that's why. Yeah, he puts it all in there.
Like
so we're going to hear the song I Ain't Thick, It's Just a Trick. Here we go.
A TV show, but I wouldn't have none of it, no. Standards and values on a living room screen, Sarah Jessie Parker acting mean. She's got it all, that's what they want you to think, but if you read between the lines, you'll see the missing link. She's just a puppet in their indoctrination plan. Be like me, girls, and become a real man. Live to the full, always act flash. Don't use your brains when your body makes the splash. Oh yeah, oh yeah, but I've got it all up here, see. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, they think they got it all out there, see. Well, they can fuck off, cause they ain't got me, and they can't buy my dignity. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Let me tell you, I got it up here, see. They tried to get me in the supermarket store, bought what I wanted and they said buy more. Mountains of crap that nobody really needs, bright colored wrappers to suit assorted greeds. They know it all, that's what they want you to think, but if you read between the lines, you'll see the missing link. Buy this product, pay for the crap, one quarter for the product, three quarters for the wrap. Be a happy family like the people on the pack, pay up to the profit and you'll never look back. Oh yeah, oh yeah. But I got it all up here, see. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, they think they got it all out there, see. Well, they can fuck off, cause they ain't got me, and they can't buy my dignity. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Let me tell you, I got it up here, see. They tried to get me with their learning and their books, their deep understanding and intelligent looks. All of the time, they never ever saw me. They were just looking for what they wanted to see. They know know it all, that's what they want you to think. But if you read between the lines, you'll see the missing link. The books are easy backups for what they do to you. They'll bind you up as slaves for the privileged few. Prove lies with history, say that's how it always was. Slavery or mastery, be one of us. Oh yeah, oh yeah, but I've got it all up here, see. Oh yeah, oh yeah, well they think they got it all out there, see. Well they can fuck off, cause they ain't got me, and they can't buy my dignity. Oh yeah, oh yeah, let me tell ya, I got it up here, see. They tried to get me with religion and with Christ. They said I'd get to heaven if I acted real nice. But they were just preparing a crucifix for me. A life of guilt, of pain, of holy misery. They know it all, that's what they want you to think. But if you read between the lines, you'll see the missing link. The Bible's just a blueprint for their morality scam. Another load of shit about how it's never been. They stand there in the pulpit, doling out their lies, offering forgiveness, then they talk of eyes for eyes. Oh yeah, oh yeah, but I got it all up here, see. Oh yeah, oh yeah, well they think they got it all out there, see. Well they can fuck off, cause they ain't got me, and they can't buy my dignity. Oh yeah, oh yeah, let me tell ya, I got it up here, see. They tried to get me, but I won't be got. They say I'm a misfit, but I say I'm not. I never set out to exploit another. Those smarmy bastards would steal from their mother. They got it all, that's what they want you to think. But if you read between the lines, you'll see the missing link. They plundered and slaughtered in the name of truth. Acceptance of normality is what they want from you as proof. They think they've got the answers, but there's something that they miss. Their cup which overfloweth is just filled up with piss. Oh yeah,
oh yeah, well I got it.
This is beautiful downtown Burbank.
Well, Max, headquarters. Headquarters, chaos.
An audio magazine to be read with the ear.
Thursday nights at 11.
I saw the sign, so I removed the other eye.
Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy.
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fare.
We didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
Oh, Mr. President, hey, oh, yay!
Thank you, Mr. Bale.
Every Thursday night on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm beginning to feel like a nut.
That's small.
Bonefish.
Rice and obsession with the past. And just a few things already.
be when we made him amazed. See, don't understand intentions, he just looks at your face. I bet the bubbles exploded to tickle the bath. And all the birds are very curious, all the fish are at the surface. For me waiting for myself to get calm, I'm like a pelican, a red tide on the corpse. I'm not a fisherman. A blowout does not mean I will have a good night. In an obsession with the past, it's like a timeline. Just a few things are related to the old time. When we did believe in magic, yeah, we did die. Some of the words that you should follow. Well, I start in a hose and I end in a yard. When I feel like I'm stealing, I can keep myself from hearing God. I mean, the taste of your cooking can make me bow on the ground. It was the clouds that called the mountains. It was the mountains that made the kids scream. Well, she bore all her parts, but she never was found. You think I'd call her back to New York to be an artist, but are you anything? You find out that you can't ask your baby to cry. An obsession with the past is like a goodbye. And just a few things are related to the old.
Peace, bone, peace. That was Animal Collective from their new album, Strawberry Jam, the song Peace Bone. Before that, we heard Jeffrey Lewis, whose brilliance apparently is lost on me. I don't know Crass super well. Apparently, the songs are a lot more hilarious if you know them a lot better than I do. Nonetheless, still great music. So I'm almost over time, so I'm just going to quickly let you know that Marielle's coming up with We All Fall Down. It's going to be great. Stay tuned. I can see the beautiful stack of CDs she already has lined up. Amazing. It's going to be hot. Robin, Inkstuds, 2 p.m. Brendan, Crimes and Treasons at 3. All afternoon. No reason to tune away from CITR 101.9 FM. This has been Dunkin's Donuts. I've been with you for the last hour. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be here next week. I think December I'm going to try and do special programming throughout, kind of best of the year, maybe some holiday music, maybe, you know, that kind of thing. So if there's any requests, you know, get them ready for next week. Check out the podcast or the blog if you're interested in more information about the show. Here is COCO with For You to close us out. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody.